All right, everybody, welcome back to
the greatest podcast ever. So we are your hosts, D-Train and D-Train.
Christopher Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd.
You gotta listen to one or two.
It was just classic.
I shit my pants.
Real nice, thick,
dark, the way I like it.
Is your ass hurt the next day?
Fuck no, man. My ass is made of fucking steel. Steel.
I'm ready. Please tell me fucking point.
Ooh, that chick there.
Indeed.
She's smelly looking. Yeah. Nah, she was cute. I'm gonna call her Cute Stair Sitter.
Yep.
That's her name. She's hot. She's hot.
To trot.
Her ass is so hot it was steaming up that chair outside the stairs.
Turn the concrete to glass.
So everybody, we're back. Carpooling podcast. Regular hosts. Again. Sorry, it's been different with the summer schedule. So I did warn you guys that we may not have episodes. So again, last week we didn't have one. So I'm sorry, but we're back in action.
Solstice.
Yeah.
Olympics are going on?
Yeah. Olympics, which are, I guess, good. I don't know. I don't really watch them.
I've seen some funny highlights.
Yeah?
Fencing guy dropping his cell phone in the middle of a match.
Whoa, why did he have a cell phone?
I don't, yeah, you tell
he was
me.
So nervous he forgot to check his pockets or something?
I guess. He's in the middle of a fight and it falls on the floor and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's weird, eh?
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
I wonder why he would have his cell phone on him. He was scared somebody would steal it, maybe.
Chinese guy trying to throw his hat into the crowd and it going the opposite way and embarrassing him.
Yeah, right.
That was also a highlight.
It was funny?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. They're booing a lot of Russian athletes, which is pretty bad.
What do you mean? They were all cheating.
Why I don't even bad? Understand. Were they? Like, I don't know what happened. Like,
yeah.
They're doping?
They were all cheating.
Like what? Like,
with, like, performance-enhancing drugs.
How did they think they were going to get away with that?
Because they've been doing it for so long. And then a new system came in and new ways to check for these drugs. And they found them.
Oh, fuck, man.
And it was, like, pretty sure it was... Like, they were allowing them,
like state-sponsored is
yeah,
the word I heard.
Yeah,
but I don't know what that even means.
So that means, like, Putin.
He was, like, giving him the drugs.
It's okay, guys.
Take the drugs.
We don't care if we tarnish our great sports land of Russia. And that's exactly what they did. I don't know. I don't really know much about it. I know they were busted and it was all fucking taken over. They were allowed to do it or some shit. But anyways, like, when it comes to shit like that, you can't be a cheater. And then you have the other people, though, that say, well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
What?
Yeah, there's this... Like, a lot of the... Okay, New England Patriots always get caught doing, like, cheating. Well, not always, but a few times they've been caught. And there's this guy at my work who is a fan of the Patriots. And, yeah, like I told him, like every time it happened, I'm like, man, they're a bunch of cheaters. And his excuse is, well, if you're not cheating, you're not trying or some shit.
Like, what,
like,
it's your...
What? I'm like, so what does that even mean? And then I was like, man, that makes you the shady, one of the shadiest people I know. And so I guess what he means is everybody's cheating.
I guess.
In sports, I guess. But you just don't get caught.
Well, it's like the only way I could think of his mindset would be like, how in Mexico it's not illegal to break out of prison. They say it's your human duty, obviously, to want to escape captivity. So they don't make that a crime like it is in America. Maybe he thinks it's their duty to try every single way to win possible, including cheating.
Yeah, right.
Like,
I guess
it's their
so.
Duty. Like.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, when it comes to sports and it's like a rule that says you can't do this, like one of the things was he was videotaping the opposing team's practice. So pretty much what they were going to do against them that game.
Oh, man.
So they were practicing their plan of what they were going to do against their team. And he got caught. And it was like a huge fine, like $500,000 or some shit.
How'd they get caught? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how they got caught. Somebody saw or some shit.
These days.
And then they won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, I think. Yeah, 2 years ago. And they're still fucking talking about this. They deflated the balls of the football just a little bit. So, and then the quarterback was like used to throwing with a little bit less air in it, where the other team would be used to like having like, I don't know, 5 pounds of pressure.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder.
So
what
I don't know how much of a difference it would make, but it was still cheating, and they got caught, and it's still happening. Like I think, like last year, he fought the sentence, the quarterback, and he was able to play the whole year. And then this year, they like reviewed it or something. I don't know. And now he's suspended for 3 games or something.
Well, how would they be able to do that? How would they get the air out of the inside?
Okay. That would do it, I guess.
Man, that's rough.
So, anyways, a bunch of cheaters, them Boston fuckers. Fuck Boston.
They're wicked smart, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's enough, obviously, to win a Super Bowl like they did, to win the final game of NFL for my non-sports people listening.
Wouldn't they have to prove that one guy knew? Well, that'd be the hardest.
Oh, they knew. There was a cell phone that had, like, deleted messages of, is it done or something like that.
Oh, shit.
And they had proof. Like, it happened. But, I mean, like, a pound difference. Like, how much does that do? I guess maybe it wobbles a little bit more in the air or something.
He's used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how much it would do, what it would do. Like, I guess it's kind of like a little bit of deflated basketball. I never really played football, so I don't know, but I know a deflated basketball feeling is different.
Yeah, of course. Well, he would probably shoot it. Just know what to do, but the other team would be like throwing a little off because they're not used to it. I don't know, fuck.
Yeah.
Nah, well, whatever. Fuck.
So anyways, the guy that told me that, I look at him a lot different now, and I don't even talk to him anymore.
Because of that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It just really weirded me out. I was like,
rubbed you the wrong way.
I was like, this guy, it's not somebody I want to be with. Like, he'll throw me under a bus in a second.
Yeah, like, what would he do to you, man?
That's what I mean. Like, no problem.
Right.
Like, he would murder my family in my sleep.
I think that's a fair connection to make.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, I don't talk to anybody at work anymore, so.
No?
Nah.
Yeah,
I make it awkward for people to even try to talk to me. Like, somebody will try and make small talk with me in the kitchen, and I'm just like, oh, yeah. Cool. And then, like, I'll just sit there still filling out my water, not talk at all.
Well, you're just done with them? All of them collectively?
I don't know. I'm not the kind of person who likes to talk to people. Like, I get, what is it, an introvert?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like that. So it's really hard for me if I don't know you.
With a radio show?
Right, right. It's true. I like doing it, well, with you anyways. Like, we're friends already, as you can tell.
Right.
But I like doing and interviewing other people when I do, because it helps me with that.
Okay, cool.
But when I'm at work, like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, there's a lot of fucking nonsensical small talk I try to avoid. Like, I'll go a different path down the hall.
Yeah.
If you know one person's going to lock you in for, yeah, like 5 minutes.
I think everybody does that, you would think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you see somebody that going to the bathroom... I don't know if you guys have a single bathroom at your work, but we have, like, a few urinals. I've told you about it. And if I know somebody's going to the bathroom, I'll purposely wait until they're gone and then go.
Oh, yeah, a hole. Sure.
Or I, like, time. Like, I'm like, oh, break time is usually, like, 3 o'clock for something, like, in the afternoon. A lot of people take it at that time. And I'm like, so the bathroom's always full.
Right,
so don't go then.
No, I time it too, man.
Yeah.
I know right after and before breaks or lunches, yeah, it's full. So I'll go the most off time possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Politics.
So, yeah, that's what I do at work, is not
talk
to people.
That's too bad, man.
Why?
It'd be better if you had somebody to lunch with, at least. Like, at least one person you could, like...
Nah, I watch movies.
Oh, yeah.
Or read books.
Your technology, I forgot.
Yeah.
You're smart like that.
You know, or I debate jerking off in the bathroom.
We've all been there.
Yeah. It's tough. I wonder what would happen if you get caught.
Nothing.
It wouldn't say anything?
No, you're... There was actually a guy at work that fucking got caught jerking off, and he actually got a doctor's note, something about he got severe testicle pain and stuff if he didn't or whatever.
Right.
And he was allowed to do that.
Who is his doctor? Like, his uncle?
Probably.
Uncle Doctor Fred.
Yeah.
And this is written on a yellow piece of paper.
Yeah, man. Look at that scribbled signature. You know that's a doctor.
How much do you think a doctor, if you stole a thing, a prescription from a doctor, ooh, it'd be worth?
Selling it or selling what you could then try to get?
No, you'd have to sell it. You'd want to get rid of it right away.
Sell
you wouldn't want to do it individually. Because
you
get caught.
Sell the whole
quick pad
off?
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't know if it's worth anything. Wouldn't the doctor, like, immediately report it missing and then.
You think?
No, I don't know. I'm sure. It's a good question. One single paper, if done right, could be worth thousands.
Yeah.
Like, if you pulled it off.
Even more.
Yeah, but then, like, What if you fucking...
Yeah, but okay, you go to some pharmacist on the weekend when some... I don't know. Does a pharmacist always have to be there?
Yeah.
To dispense can't be like
narcotics?
An
no, it has to be.
You can't be an assistant pharmacist or something?
No.
Okay, well then my plan's ruined.
And it's getting like harder and harder. Like apparently now all the computers are linked, so I don't even think the guy would get away with it.
Oh, you could get one.
Yeah, you can get one probably.
If you did it like every like few months.
Yeah, if the doctor never noticed and you like played it real low key, maybe you could get away with something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but...
Would you try?
Would
you try to go in there with it written out, forged?
Fuck, if it... I don't think so. Not me, but I don't know.
You would send somebody?
I'd let someone else try. Like.
Of course, because it's not... But I mean you.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't try.
Too much to lose.
Yeah? What do you got to lose?
My life, as I
know.
Your
life?
Yeah.
You couldn't talk yourself out of it? You're a pretty good smooth talker.
I am?
Yeah.
I can barely even work a computer, man. Talking my way out of shit.
Yeah, but you don't need a computer to talk unless you're a robot.
Beep, pop.
I knew it, man. This whole show was, I made it just to see if you were a robot, and
shit.
I figured it
and
out.
And I lasted this long.
You made it, man. Almost 90 episodes.
You programmed. I'm actually not even real. You're sitting alone in a car.
Yeah,
and
right.
And you like do both voices.
I record one,
hey,
and then I do the other.
Tell them about what you did this morning.
Throwing
your
right.
voice, man. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so today we're at Tim Hortons in the morning, and Derek was getting his morning coffee. And every day that we go in there, well, not every day. For the last little while, I've been trying. We made a deal, and if you go up to the desk with your buddy, and you order something, and it gets put on the menu, and they don't ask anything, you get to keep it.
Yeah, they don't realize it's the other person saying it.
So today was the first time it happened. I walked in with Derek. He ordered his coffee, and I said a maple donut. But, like, I threw my voice really weird. I made it real deep and kind of off to the side. Guy didn't even look up, put it in. And I told the guy, I was like, yo, I don't want the donut, man.
Yeah, but he got it on there.
I got it on there, so technically I could have got it.
I owe him a donut.
So then it got me thinking. I was like, what if you were homeless and you needed food? And you just fucking, you sat there and you tried different restaurants. Like, you probably get caught once eventually. But you just throw your voice and say, yo, give me a, and then I'll take a coffee, blah, 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 and a breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy just types it in. And because with Interact Flash now, you just flash.
Yeah, he wouldn't even notice.
Even know. Like, would you have known?
No, he would leave. I fucking didn't even know. Like,
yeah.
He did it because we've tried before and it never works.
Yeah.
So I just would have tapped and left.
Yeah.
And then you would have been standing there waiting for your donut. Like, I wouldn't
even know. So it's possible to get food that way.
It is. One out of every five tries, maybe?
Well, like, at that Tim Hortons, there's a seat that you can sit right in between two caches. And you could just sit with your head, like, kind of over it and, like, say it and then just watch.
Yeah.
If they type it in there, nobody says anything.
That's yours, man.
You're good.
Yeah. He leaves and you're still waiting for your sandwich.
And you go get a breakfast sandwich.
Dude, we gotta fucking rock that shit.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, I don't think. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know if you could get away with it. Like, a donut, what's a donut cost?
Like, a dollar?
50 cents? I don't know, a dollar. A breakfast sandwich, you're up to, like, $7.
Right. But if they don't look.
No. It takes the fault of two people, but it is possible, as
I
we
never,
saw today.
I never fucking look.
No.
When I go to Tim Hortons, I get something. I never look at the price.
No one does. It tap out.
I just tap out. As long as it's tap. If it's non-tap, you can't do it.
Right. You know what I've done, and people have done to me? The fucking person who type, not at Tim Hortons, but other places, they'll, like, if someone's new, they'll type in the amount on the debit machine and hand it to you, but they have forgotten, like, one step. And, like, is it, you write, okay. I'm wondering if you press correction, could you type in your own price and then press okay?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I gotta try that.
Give it a try.
Like, three times they've handed it to me before, they've pressed the last number they're supposed to press.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, I'm not thinking, and I just say okay and then do my part.
Right.
I should say correction, $1, then go forward.
Right. And then that poor person gets fired their first day
for
fucking up.
Yeah, that.
So you could save 50 cents.
It's worth it.
On your dollar coffee.
You know what isn't worth it?
What's that?
Trying to get lettuce put on a fucking sandwich at Tim Hortons.
Why, they
50
don't have
cents.
50 cents
for
lettuce?
Half of, like, a quarter of a leaf.
Ah.
Bullshit, man.
They don't put lettuce on any of their burgers?
No, I tried to get one. I said, hey, I had lettuce.
What'd you get?
50 cents.
What kind of sandwich did you get?
The sausage, egg, McMuffin.
Oh, for breakfast?
Thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like lunch sandwiches.
No, but 50 cents for a...
You get a breakfast sandwich with lettuce?
I wanted lettuce and tomato, but the tomato is 50 cents, the lettuce 50 cents. I'm not so upset about the fucking tomato, but the lettuce?
Couldn't you ask to take the cheese off and put it on? Be like, because cheese probably costs a dollar.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Switch that shit.
You need that processed Kraft slice, though.
Right.
That's the most important part.
50 cents for lettuce, eh?
It's crazy. Picture how round and small a fucking McMuffin-style bun is.
Yeah.
It doesn't, the lettuce doesn't even come out the edges of that, pretty much.
Yeah.
And that's 50 cents.
Hmm. That's kind of strange, actually.
Yeah, man.
I wonder if that's all Tim Hortons or just
maybe
certain
just
Tim Hortons.
Maybe that shit one there.
Yeah. When did you get a breakfast sandwich?
Oh, this was like last week. I've been wanting to rant about it, but I had no one to listen to me.
I was here in spirit.
Okay, good.
I was here last week.
Yeah.
But Derek was fired up about something else.
Yeah, I was not here in spirit.
No, he was sad.
Bees.
Bees. Bees. So today, yesterday there was this thing in the news about this dude who climbed up a balcony or some shit, and he was peering in a window and doing an indecent act.
Okay.
It said. And then today they released it again with a video and a picture of this guy, and this time they said masturbating.
Oh, okay.
Because last time I was like, what? He could have been pooing on it.
That's true.
That's an indecent act, pissing on the window or something. But this time it came out and said he was masturbating. And the chick was 30. And it said that he must have been like watching her for a while. Or knew where she, like how.
Yeah,
she,
yeah.
Because he had to like climb up a shed and shit.
So
to get on
targeting
them.
Her.
Yeah. And so when I watched the video was after when he was making a break for it. And he didn't have a boner. So maybe he was beaten off flaccid. I don't know.
Yeah, those guys that have those kind of things have like the reason they have it is stuff's wrong with them. Like he's impotent or something.
Right.
So,
or he was raped as a kid, or his mommy made him fucking touch his wiener in front of her or something.
You hear about that new girl going to jail because she's having an inappropriate relationship with her son? She's a mom, gave her kid up for adoption. Now he's 15, and she contacted the dad and went to go pick him up. She's like, I had all these butterflies in my stomach. And they fucking hit it off. And now they're fucking and everything. And they're going to jail.
Is it actual daughter or son?
Yeah. But she's defending it, saying, I don't give a shit. Jail's not going to separate us. Nothing is. And the kid is, too.
That's the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, she's in
America. Is this the Onion?
No, this is for real. And they're in America. And she's like, I'm just going to go to a state. Eventually, I'll go to a state that allows it. But all 50 states have banned that level of incest. So she doesn't know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
Like, some will let you marry your cousin and shit, but none of them will allow you to fuck
like
your
third
own
cousin
kid.
Or some shit.
Yeah, like, that's outrageous, man.
Yeah. You're not, it's not for their sake. It's for the children, the offspring they produce.
Right. If they agreed to get chemically castrated or something, then I don't know.
Yeah, maybe then. That's I don't know.
Yeah, it's fucked up. But the boy's interview, he says, he's like, I don't know her. That's my mom. He's like, I don't know anything about her. I never fucking met her until I was 15.
Where are they from? Are they from the South?
Probably.
This is
they wouldn't
stupid.
Show pictures of
They're
them.
Retarded.
Yeah.
Straight up retarded.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you mention incest at that level, it's like, oh, you have retarded kids.
Right.
And that's the reason not to do it.
Yeah, you can't do it. It's against the law. Not that that matters, but.
Right. Would you bang your cousin?
Yeah, if I had any female cousins, I would bang them.
Okay, what level? First cousin? Or
What's
would
that?
It have to be
that
second?
Like your mom's...
No, that's... First cousin is... your mom's brother's son. Or not son, daughter. Or your mom's brother's daughter.
If I was a fucking horny
your
teenager and I was at a pool party and I had hot cousins, I can't think I would fucking stop myself, right?
No? You couldn't stop yourself?
Well, I could, but who cares, man? I don't care.
Your first cousin? That's almost... Like, they still say that that's too close.
No, you're not going to be with them or procreate with them.
Right.
You're just fucking around.
Right.
Like chimpanzees. You think monkey... We're animals, man. You think a monkey gives a shit? Or a wolf gives a shit? No one gives a shit, man.
Right. That's true. Actually, monkeys will not fuck their mothers.
No, that's mothers the only. Yeah, that's fuck. The only thing. Right. Mothers and sons, but dads fuck their daughters.
Right.
Yeah, that's fucking weird.
But is it?
I think so. Mm.
They used to live inside your balls.
That's true.
You ever see the movie Old Boy?
It's
a Japanese or Asian movie, but they remade it. Spike Lee remade it.
Yeah, I know they just remade it. I heard
like
that.
Like 5 or 6 years ago.
What's with, it? Like Revenge? Someone gets
with
raped.
Josh Brolin in it.
What happens
What happens in it is Josh Brolin is a drunk and he gets captured and put in a room for many years. Like, I forget how many years. 10, 15, 20, 16 years. They feed him. They give him a TV where he can watch stuff.
Why, though?
What, to watch TV?
No, why did they do this to him? Does it
That's
ever address
the whole movie.
That? Oh, you don't know?
Then one day they let him out. He's released out of a trunk of a, like a closed trunk in the middle of a field. And is released in the world, and he doesn't know why. And so he's on a revenge tear.
Shit.
Figure out why he was put in this room for so long.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Is the remake okay, or the better ones?
I watched the remake first.
And?
I didn't mind it. But I understand why people are mad, because people are mad about things all the time.
Right.
So anyways, spoilers. Anybody who does not want to hear spoilers for a movie that's like 6 years old, probably. And even longer, 10 for the other one. I'll give you a second.
Okay. Can I shut my ears?
You don't want to know what
no,
happens?
No, I do. Give it to me.
You ever going to watch this movie?
Then give it to me. I'll watch it anyway.
Nah. If you're going to watch it, I'll just stop
never
now.
Get
just go watch it.
How?
I don't know. It's on the internet.
Just tell me.
Netflix. Pretty sure it's on Netflix.
I don't have Netflix.
You don't have Netflix?
Inspired on me. I'll do it, but just
have you don't have Netflix.
No, I fucking shut off on.
Why?
You did not pay it was on Jess's account, and then she hasn't worked in a while, right? So.
Oh, so her credit card bill stopped it.
No, not credit. It's debit.
Debit? How did you pay debit on it?
Credit debit. Those hybrid accounts.
What?
You don't know about those?
Nah.
Yeah, RBC has them.
Oh, one of those.
Visa debits or whatever they're called.
Oh, I see. Oh, and she didn't have any cash.
No.
And they killed it off.
They did.
Huh. Well, so what happens then? Now
nothing.
You have to go
just,
pay big bucks to get it.
No. It just
so what do you watch down there then?
Nothing.
What are you doing down there?
Nothing, man. Playing fucking Tapped Out and shit.
Really?
Yeah, it's getting rough.
Not watching anything or anything.
I could go to the bank and put $10 in. It's only. But
why don't you use your credit card?
I could do that
too. Your credit card's always there.
Yeah, I could do that.
Or just use a credit card instead of your cash credit card. Because then you have credit.
Why don't you just give me your account details, man?
No. I already have too many people on it.
Okay, then.
I already have a problem with people who watch it with me not being able to get on to watch it.
Oh, shit.
Because there's too many people watching something.
What do you do in that case?
I just put on a movie.
Oh, fuck.
Just say whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
That happened to us once, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm paying for it and I'm not the one watching it.
Right.
But then I think someone shut it off and I got mine on and then they kept it on.
Yeah, you must have been pissed.
Yeah.
I know you.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
Super pissed.
You got a way shorter temper than me, man.
You think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Why? Because you hear me yelling?
No, they're like, well, fucking if Phil ever crosses the line or anyone, you let them have it real quick, man.
Actually, no, that's not true. I let Phil have it because he's been doing it for a while.
I'm not judging you. I like people like that stand up for themselves.
That's it. I'm pissed. I'm done.
Oh,
this
shit.
Podcast is over.
Oh, shit. Look what I did.
Dropped the mic, man. I'm out.
See, I just proved my own point.
Yeah, I like getting mad because there's this thing that happens when you bottle it up. I saw it on The Simpsons. You grow these, like bumps on your neck. From bottled up rage.
Oh shit.
They're like tumors. Have you ever seen that episode?
I don't know. Maybe.
Angry Dad.
Oh, and they're like
Bart makes
Bart
a cartoon.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Bart tune. No?
It rings a bell. It's been a year since I've seen it.
See, if you had the Simpsons DVDs, you could watch them since you have nothing to watch.
You probably have them, man.
Who? What, The Simpsons?
Yeah.
Nah.
No. You're a box set guy at all?
I like it. I would, but it's expensive. And not that I dislike paying money for it. It's just, I can't, I don't know. Like, say you buy a box set on Blu-ray of Game of Thrones, it's like 60 bones.
Oh, shit.
You get that sweet bonus features that I love to watch and commentary and shit, which commentary is almost dead. A lot of movies don't even have commentary anymore. But 60 bucks, man, that's expensive for a world with, you know, kids.
Oh, yeah, man. That's fucking ridiculous. $60 to watch movies? At least you have them forever, though. That's the one thing. It's not like some guys go to a dinner and it costs them 60 bucks, and once they eat it, it's gone.
Right. There's always. Do you do that?
Never.
You don't go to dinner?
Never. Hmm.
You don't like going out to dinner? Like sit down? No. I know you like to eat out.
Yeah, I'm always disappointed. I always feel unsatisfied and like I've spent too much money and I'm still hungry. And half the time you order something that sucks. Like, I hate it. Hate it.
Do you get booze?
No, that's ridiculous. Never. Uh-huh.
Really?
For the cost of one pitcher, I could get a case.
Right.
There's no way I'm doing that.
Uh-huh. Hmm. It's true. It is expensive and annoying.
Yeah, I don't do it. My woman probably wishes I did more. You know, they like going out for dinner.
She likes going out for dinner?
Probably. More than
you never asked her? She doesn't ask you to go out?
No.
When her ass is working, she doesn't be like, let's go out, Derek. No. I'm buying.
No, because
she talks like Fran Dresser.
Like, let's you could go get a week's worth of groceries.
Not Fran Dresser. What? A week's worth of groceries?
Yeah, for like the same cost of that.
Right. But then you don't have to clean up.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that's a big factor in
right. Life. You don't want to get out of your house.
No.
You like your house. Love you like it. Chilling.
Love it.
You're all bundled up down there on the
nice and safe and sound.
On the couch thing.
Cats smashing their heads against me.
Yeah, looking for love.
Yeah, man, affection.
You ever you have boy cats?
Yeah, both.
Do they have ass glands like a dog? You know, you gotta pop those things.
Yeah, I've heard of that on dogs, but I've never seen. I've owned male dogs my whole life. I've never seen this ass gland that everyone talks
right.
About.
Right. Right. Oh yeah, Winston has it for sure.
How?
You gotta pop it.
No.
Oh yeah, it gets
Show
hurty
me
for
it
him.
Next time.
One time we didn't pop it because we didn't know when we first got Winston, and he was riding with my dad in law, not my real dad, my fake dad.
Okay.
And my mother in law. And they got so potently filled with this ash juice, they exploded all over my dad-in-law.
Okay, where is
in the
it
car.
Exactly?
Inside his anus hole. So you have to stick your whole hand up his ass and pop them.
Bullshit.
No, but you can squeeze them from the side of the ass,
right.
His back, and kind of massage, and they will shoot out the ash
no.
juice. And then he feels better. Swear to God.
I believe you. I know it's there. I've read it.
So that's why I was wondering if cats have it.
Not that I fucking hope not, because I've never
done it.
They
don't shoot jet.
Okay,
ash
what?
Juice all
okay.
over the place.
So, does it stink?
I've never done it.
Oh.
It's always been my wife.
But when you, did your parents say, or your fake dad say it stunk in the car or wherever he was when it blowed?
Well, of course. He said it was disgusting.
What the fuck?
What do you think? It's like,
well, it's not
even
poo.
Worse than poo.
It's not poo, so it wouldn't stink.
Yeah,
like
but
shit.
It's like, it came out of his ass, so he probably didn't know what it was.
Jeez.
At the time.
We gotta do this, man. We gotta do this.
What, to your cats?
No, to your Winston there.
What, his ass clean?
Yeah, I gotta
okay,
see
okay, next
this.
Time he has a bath, you come up and see.
Alright, that's awesome.
You can watch it.
This
a video
is gonna
tape
be
it,
crazy.
And I'll put it on the interweb.
This is literally gonna be crazy, man. I'm excited.
For that, I'm sure you can see it somewhere else.
Actually,
Google
I can
it.
Just Google it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure there's videos of it.
Poor thing.
Check it out. He likes it. It hurts when you pop him, but then he feels good and he goes.
So it's not like a pimple. It doesn't. It's not a nipple that actually has a hole.
I don't know. You can't see. They're inside him.
This
is his butthole.
They're inside.
And they're inside.
Yeah. How do you get at it?
You squeeze the sides, like close to the butthole. All
right, man.
Like think of the ass cheeks, like how close you can get in. Like pretend you don't have ass cheeks, but and then you. Get as close to the butthole as you can
doesn't
without touching
bitey?
The butthole. Nah, he doesn't get bitey. He gets licky. He licks your dick when you're doing it.
Oh, that makes sense.
And then he's like, oh, I'll do it to your butthole. And he starts squeezing your ass with his fucking raw
Why
jaws.
Why don't we have them?
I don't know. Ask a fucking doctor, my friend. All right, anyways. Take care, guys. Bye-bye. Love you.
All right, everybody. That is it for this episode of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening.
As always, I would like to thank www.radunique.ca. Go there, check out the media work. If you need anything done, message me through the site, info@radunique.ca. If you play on Xbox One, you can play with D-Man, the Grinch 54. You can play with me, Chris Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter at CarpoolingPod. Follow me on Twitter at Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a 5-star rating, and let the world know what you think about the show. Seriously, it would help out immensely. On behalf of D-Train and myself, Christopher Lloyd, thank you very much for listening to the Carpooling Podcast, guys. Take care. Bye.